Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new section, the chapter on the desirability of seclusion at the time of fasad, at the time of corruption, when one fears tribulations, one fears problems as far as his deen is concerned, or he fears falling into the unlawful or something that is doubtful. We find that the pious of the past, that they wouldn't only stay away from those things that were haram, they were also careful that they mustn't fall into anything that is doubtful. So this is also an important part of deen, that we stay away from those things that are doubtful also. That last hadith we did in the previous chapter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person will not achieve the status of being a muttaqi, being a righteous person, until he abstains from that in which there is no harm, so that he may be able to save himself from that which there is harm. So that shows that even staying away from permissible things at time also is desirable. So forget about doubtful things, even permissible things, so that the person doesn't go into haram. How much more careful he should be that he doesn't go into doubtful things, and how much more careful he should be that he doesn't go into those things that are haram. Today's hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qala rajulun ayyun nasi afdal ya Rasulallah. قال مؤمن مجاهد بنفسه وماله في سبيل الله قال ثم من قال ثم رجل معتزل في شعب من الشعاب يعبد ربه وفي رواية يتقي الله ويدع الناس من شره وأن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يحب العبد التقي الغني الخفي رواه مسلم. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah Ta'ala loves a person who is righteous, independent and concealed. Khafi, concealed from the people, concealed from the eyes of the people, away from the people, low profile, not one that is showing himself off, not unnecessarily looking for attention. He's concealed, he's hidden from the people. So this hadith is quoted by Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu. He says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah Ta'ala loves a person who is righteous, independent and concealed. So this hadith from Muslim Sharif just mentions this part. From another riwayat we get that what was the background to this, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu mentioning this hadith which he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a time when there was a disagreement between Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So now we know that is a time of trials of tribulations. So he feared his deen, he feared for his iman. He saw that this was a time when there's problems. So he had taken his animals, whatever animals he had, and he went into the wilderness. He went into the outside Madinah Sharif. He went there to stay away, concealed from the people, away from the people. And on one occasion, his son came there to visit him. So when he saw a rider coming from the distance, he made dua that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri hadha al-raqib. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your protection from the evil of this rider that is coming. So careful he was that no evil must come to me. I must be away from the evil and the fitna. I mustn't allow the fitna to come. There was no question about having gadgets that can bring fitna and deliberately going into sites that can bring fitna, deliberately going into places where there's evil, deliberately listening to things that bring about evil. There wasn't a question. There was complete isolation from anything that can bring any type of difficulty and tribulation to his deen, to such an extent that when a rider is coming, he's making this dua that Allah save me from the evil of this rider. So when he comes closer, his son comes. He says, his son, so Umar bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So his son comes there and he tells him that you have left all the people, there's qatal, there's fighting taking place, you have left them, there's no inquiry even about what is happening. So on that occasion he tells his son, he quotes his son to this hadith, that this is what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, his son was trying to tell him that you not concerned about what is happening to the people. You left the people and you moved away, trying to tell him that this is not something that you should have done by moving away. At that point, he quotes this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that I heard this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala loves a person who is righteous, independent and he's concealed, he's away from the people. So this is why I'm doing that, to protect his iman, to protect his deen. So we find that when there is time, or when it's a time of fitna and corruption and problems, then the better thing for a person to do is remain aloof, protect himself, protect his family, not mix too much so that it becomes difficult for the deen and for the protection of the iman of himself and his family. There is no question about sending the children to white schools and sending them to mix with non-Muslims and trying to mix with non-Muslims in a situation when the iman is at stake. Here we are told that in a time when there is fitna, there is problems, there is corruption, try and stay away, not deliberately putting ourselves into that environment where we can spoil our iman, not bringing those gadgets like televisions, etc. into our home, where we can spoil the iman of ourselves and our children. Rather, we try and stay away from these things. Look to what an extent he had taken the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left Medina Sharif. He left the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left the Mubarak Rawdha of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khabar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he went far out just to protect his deen. We have to think and ask ourselves, how much are we doing to protect this deen of ours that Allah Ta'ala has given us? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.